Beginning of the Mishnah says about the comment of Tzadik here, beginning of the Bezgun, Tzadik to begin with the words of Gemara, Dimma Belekir Tamachachim the other. Well, maybe we're talking about that the buyer was a Tamachachim that he knew. He says, Tzadik, so you're going to say, but my grave is Shabbach, wait a second, why is he collecting the improvements, Menachasim ben Echairin, from at least from what's available? Perikam the Mitzia, in the first Perikam Mitzia of Tzadik, basically, if we go, they have this Machlekis, Behikerba, She'ein Shaloi. If he recognizes it's not his, but look, and he buys it. So the question is, in Mois Matana, Ibukadin, is the money is a gift or a deposit? Abakulam, according to everyone, Emily Shvach, you're not going to get the Shvach. So if he knew that it's stolen, so what, why even collecting Shvach at all? Even from B'nai Chayim? Vishon says, what he says, now the Hostim Shalai B'Achrayis, they was without the seller taking responsibility. B'Ocha B'Achrayis, here's what B'Achrayis, Le Shayich, Le Meima, when there's B'Achrayis, he can't say Le Matana, but B'Kon, it's obviously not a gift or B'Kon if he's taking responsibility. So therefore, that's why the machleik is regarding the improvement that's on the stolen item. The Yehuda Sabbath, the next one, he holds that belongs to the victim. But the improvement that's not on the stolen item itself, have the gazan, that belongs to the gazan. Why? Even because that's a full-fledged shinui, because it's like totally off the thing already. Simply because we want to be able to, people want to do tshuva. Now, comes out, so if someone stole wood and made vessels, oh yeah, fill in the sagam, or even boards, but some kelim made vessels out of them, davashin the hadar, which is a change that could be undone, shemem ayyid Yehuda, maybe Yehuda would agree, the misham gashas gzela, that you'd pay as the time of the gzela, and avagav the beshvach shalag av gzela, although it's the improvement that's on the stolen item itself, why would you say that it would belong to the gazan? So that meaning you don't give back, you don't give back boxes, you give back what it was at the time of Gzela. Because the Kivan, the Torah, Baha'i Shinoi, since he put effort into the Shinoi, Shef B'tikans Hashem, it's, even though it's the on the item itself, it would be applicable to say that we would want people to do tshuva. Because if you put in so much effort, it's not going to do tshuva to return it. Although regarding if he gave it to him to dye it black and he did it red or whatever the other way around. That if the improvement's more than the profits, etc., that you're only going to get then the expenses, you're going to get the lower thing. So you see, he doesn't get the profits. That's because the person, the worker, the craftsman, that he wasn't coming to steal. So it's not applicable to really say that is that's only when the guy's coming to steal that we're saying he's not going to do tshuva. You also have to say according to Papa, that when you have the improvement on the stolen land, the gazan belongs to the gazan, the item of the gazan. Again, that's because we want the guy to do tshuva. Why? Because that's really by because he holds by that case, let's say Adam, that when you want to dye it red, he'll chinu loikani. So chinu loikani. So why do we say it belongs to the gazan? Obviously, because of the kansa shavim. But by there's no kansa shavim. Therefore, that's why he's not going to be kind. Now, says Taisa, the hashtag is far afucha. Now, it actually comes out opposite, inverted logic. To be Huda Reb Meir, on the one hand, to be Huda from Reb Meir, meaning the Betzeveler, because regarding the dying, the Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, Shina Kaina, that change is going to be Kaina. Whereas with Gazlan, in a Kaina, by Gazlan, he's not going to be Kaina, because he penalized the Gazlan. Whereas with Huda, it's the other way around. Betzeva, by the case of dying, we hold Shina Kaina. So he holds like, okay, that's the machlekes going to chinuk kain or not. But begazin kain, but begazin he holds actually, you are going to be kain mishum dekan shum because we want you to do tshuva. So the opposite of penalty because we want you to do tshuva. Now, the bintam of Hashem explains the inun tzrichim of Yehuda. We don't need for Yehuda time to come to Shavim, like we explained before. As for Yehuda, it's not because he holds chinuk kain. Shina is kain. Ula zvid, according to zvid, shavach shalai gabe gezela, when you have the improvement that's not in the stone item, the lahadra, that cannot come back. Have the gazlan, that it belongs to the gazlan. Shevach shalag gabe gezela, because meaning it cannot be put back. But when it's on the stolen item, the shina the hadar, that's a shina that could be brought back. What's called chesla biyasei, and it could go back to its original state. But like honey, and therefore you're not going to be kaina. So that have the nixel belongs to the victim. With contra papa, even though that what's on the stolen item, the shinda hadahu, that it could be undone, kan yukaina, bab the gazan, and it's therefore it belongs to the gazan. I sub hadla kan betseva. So then why? So that was the question we asked before, we alluded to the why when it's by the case of the die, are you not kaina? Fisha in the scam, it's very simple because he's not intending to acquire over there, it's not a gazan. It appears the Litzri has to look me Rabbi Yehuda Kibishame. Now it makes sense why we don't say that Rabbi Yehuda is like one of those opinions, like Bishame, because he holds that Shini is kind of, it's not becoming medicine, not like what we said before. But as a Shabbat Nami, that was to make sense to Lechash Rabbi Yehuda El, Dav Tzadigim Lomim Beis, Vahad Tanoi, to start with Shini and the Kaina, Kiech the Chash Rabbi Shimon the Tzviya, just like we count Rabbi Shimon by dying, why don't we count that of Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say it because of Shini and the Kaina, Shini is Kaina. It's just because he's not intending to be kind of a day. So he says, not to begin this Gemara, man, who is this? Lord Behud, Rabbi Shimon, he's not like anyone of the opinions. It says, but then you say, why? Lord Rabbi Shimon, he, Lord Papa, why can't you say, according to Papa, it's Rabbi Shimon? But then Mahachi, and you say like this, you love the in, if he gives birth, yes, lo you love the life, it doesn't give birth, not, it'll have a little bit of a because it's going to be, you know, when it doesn't give birth, like we said, it's Shavach HaGabi Gezel, it's going to be a half, a third, or a quarter. Sometimes you can say it's not like Reb Shimon. I feel he loved the Kamar. Even when it gives birth, he holds the Mechzor Shashavi Kashokal Gazlin, because the Koyar the Meir, the Ayubi Yalada. So you can't make that differentiation between if it's Yalada or not. You can make a test master begin with the words of the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Ki Mesalek Bechulu, which, why are we asking this only according to Reb Shimon's opinion? So Tesla explains, because Leboil Reb Yehuda, why? Since it's because of the Kanzah Shavim that we explain that Kula Shavach Biyad Gazlin, all of the Shavach Kula Shavach Gazlin, to Pshit, the Mugufi Shakal, of course, he's going to take from the thing itself. The whole question is, does he take Dam or the thing? It would only be applicable if you're not getting the whole thing. That's the Shavia that we ask according to Rib Shimon specifically. Next to Smaz, the beginning of the Mugufi Shavach, and Shavach. There are three that we evaluate the Shavach and we give them Dam. So it says, Avagav, the Katana Gimel, although it says three, still, Tana B'Shayer, it says someone leaves over, which is the case of Gaza, which we're talking about here, that we misalikim with Dhamim. B'Shayer, Nama Aris, also a sharecropper. Meaning, Shabbola, Salkim, or Sussi, if you come to remove him early from the sharecropping, misalikim, the Shabbat, Dhamim, the Gemara says, B'Mitziyam, on the Avkof Yodam of days, we also remove him with money and not with the thing itself. Even though usually when he does his sharecropping, he gets from the thing itself. It says, Mat, to begin with the words, Gemara, Shabbat, Megillik, Sassim. It depends if it's the benefits, if it's the improvements that's reaches the shoulders, which places Kampir Shakun Rashi explains a bit. In Tuvur Shagolik Atzarka, for example, it's grain that was fully grown already. Shem Megillik Safim, when it says it didn't reach the shoulder, it should certainly carry still needs the ground. So it says because it's difficult because the Mekinim Desi Kizla Purusha Quintus interpretation Gam Bachoyv, a filament Tuvur Shen Tzuchli Karka, which even from grain that doesn't need the ground in the Mokad Amar, like we say, Bahamaisim Chol Yoyim, but the story is every single day of Kamag Bishmul and Shmul collects a filament Shvach Megillik Safim. Even from the improvements that are Megillik Safim, which is that doesn't need the ground anymore. But sounds like that the credit does not collect. I mean, the tzrichli karkol even needs the ground. The Gemara says with the zil havli metame dabuja. The Pesach Gemara says leib bachayv should be only a creditor. Kaigav me have a shakul. You think he's going to collect this if it's ready to be harvested? Well, the chazal would you come in? No, that's fit to end up coming on the mat. But says the Gemara, so calling the gazka gaz dummy. I mean, but if it's ready to be cut, it's like it's cut. It's really dikli kamina. So he says no, that it needs the palm tree. Meaning that if it's only the gazes, if it's ready to be harvested, then he doesn't get it. Machem, and they were saying that he does get it. What you could say is that the shavach megilik safim. Just to say that the improvements that are reaching the shoulders. It means something that's going to be detached, and you're going to carry with the shoulders. I feel like you're going to pack in the base. That's even immature things that still need the ground, but it's going to be carried on the shoulders. Meaning because the shevach she'imagilik itself means something that's not going to be detached. Meaning like the decal itself. But when time she explains the shevach megilik itself, it means you're going to have it means something comes with. With an effort by planting and all these different things. Shavach she'imagilik safim is the wood that got improved, which you don't have to put in any efforts for it to grow. And because of Mafurish, we're Tais and Mayach and Babasta, and Bezin Bezel, we'll be a different Maschel Shavach on this topic.